Inflation is forcing many Americans to empty their wallets for holiday gifts, but President Biden doesn't seem to care. Joe and Hunter Biden going Black Friday shopping, a true luxury these days given the current economic crisis. Need proof? Well, most stores around the nation seeing dismal crowds on what's supposed to be the biggest shopping day of the year. This is the average household is spending an extra $430 a month due to crippling inflation. Plus, a looming rail strike could affect nearly every U.S. industry if freight trains grind to a halt in just 2 weeks in what would be a black eye for the administration.
Chemical manufacturers would be one of the first industries impacted by the threat of a rail strike. Our members would be forced to either curtail or even shut down production within a week of a strike beginning. The reason that matters to all of your viewers is that the chemical industry supports throughout the manufacturing process everything that is made in this country.
All right, we'll get to the rail strike in just 1 second. But, Joe, I want to start with you just on the images that we saw of Joe and Hunter Biden Black Friday shopping in Nantucket. They are staying at David Rubenstein's $20 million mansion. He's a private equity guy. And I would just say it feels like it's good to be a Biden.
Wow, one of the richest 1% not paying their fair share. And there's Joe Biden, blue collar, Scranton Joe, in one of the richest zip codes in the country. The hubris of this president and his son is something really to behold. Yeah. Because while they're out there shopping in Nantucket, you have people choosing between eating and heating. And by the way, where's all that money coming from that they're shopping with? Deals in China, deals in Ukraine. As far as investigations are concerned, those are coming come January. They'll be looking into Hunter Biden's business dealings, and we're finally going to get some answers and possibly some accountability, not just on what Hunter Biden did in terms of family influence peddling, but is Joe Biden the big guy who profited 10% off of that? And therefore, if that's true, is the sitting president of the United States compromised by countries like China?
It's a good question. I want to bring it back to pricing, though. Gas prices, $3.56. Diesel prices, $5.23. People paid 20% more for their Thanksgiving dinner, which surely has an impact. And you see the study that credit card balances jumped 15%. It's the highest that we've seen in 20 years. So we have evidence that people are putting more and more on plastic, going into debt right now, Lisa. And you sit back and you say, you know, the president didn't know what the price of ground beef was. He doesn't understand what people are going through. Certainly not in Nantucket.
No, I mean, it's tough times for so many Americans. But look, this is the problem. So many of these politicians are insulated from the policies that they're enacting. You know, you've got Joe Biden, his entire family leveraging his last name to get rich during his 50 years in political office. So he doesn't care. You know, and I think that the unions are threatening to strike for the same reason that Putin invaded Ukraine, because Joe Biden is weak. Why not try to capitalize off of a weak president when you can? But what's sad is you can actually trace all of the issues that we're facing on our economy back to the COVID, to the global lockdowns that took place, from supply chain issues to the disruption in the labor market to inflation as well, all driven by the government policies, government decisions to shut down an economy over a virus that's as deadly as the flu. And then you look at the subsequent decisions that were made, you know, pumping trillions of dollars in stimulus in the economy, which is just driven up inflation. So, you know, it's sad. And to be honest, you know, look, my heart breaks for the people who voted for change in the midterm elections. But I got to tell you, I don't really have a lot of sympathy for people who saw the destruction over the past 2 years and said, you know what, I'm going to go out and vote Democrat.
Yeah.
Because you got what you voted for.
It's a good point. And inflation right now, 7.7%, Charlie. So it's down slightly. But having said that, these higher fuel prices are embedded in the economy. And until we deal with our energy situation, get that straightened out, we're going to see persistently high inflation. So all of a sudden now, if we do have a rail strike, you've got it costing $2 billion a day if it goes over a month and putting 700,000 people out of work.
Yeah, no, and it's going to get so much worse if we do wind up with a situation with a rail strike. But the thing that I think is important to also remember is, you know, these rail workers, I think the average salary for these rail workers is north of, it's around $150,000 a year or a little bit higher than that. And the only reason we're talking about that is because they have the power to make their voice and their concerns heard. If they're hurting at that sort of salary point, everybody below that is hurting, and even people probably above that are hurting. And the fact that you had the midterm elections, which didn't vent nearly as much frustration as I thought that it would in terms of punishing people like Joe Biden and Democrats for those policies, that frustration is still there. It didn't go away, and I kind of see it you know, sort of building up pressure in the pressure cooker for another 2 years. And but what, you know, when that pressure blows, it's going to blow and it's going to be really ugly, especially if we look for the next 2 years, like what you were saying, Joe,
yeah,
about these investigations that cause people to put a real honest spotlight on a lot of these relationships with places like Ukraine and China and Mexico that that have tied directly to the Biden family.
Right. And then the backdrop to that will be that many analysts out there think that we're heading towards a recession.
Right.
You talked about it in
and
Fox
bank
Business.
CEOs.
Yep. In
yeah.
2023. So and I always thought that we were in a recession this year already because two straight quarters.
Did they rewrite the definition of it?
They did. Yes.
It's like, you don't like it, just change the definition. This
two
is
straight
the
quarters
way.
Of, yeah, of negative growth. Right. But why do I get the feeling that when we get to the 11th hour on this rail deal, that suddenly magically we're going to see a deal, kind
miracle?
Of, that's a temporary Band-Aid where we're not talking about it again until the summer, where another possible rail strike is going to happen. All I know is I'm old enough to remember when 60 Minutes had Joe Biden on in September, and Scott Pelley leans into him and says, "You averted a rail strike. How did you do it?" Like, in that exact voice. Apparently, it wasn't real.
And well, then Joe Biden smelled his hair.
This is an administration that definitely has kicked the can down the road. So I wouldn't be surprised if you might be right on that. But on the issue of the rail strike, we've got some sound from Steve Moore talking about this specific issue.
You got 8% inflation over 9 months, but people's wages are only growing by 5%. So people are feeling like they're poorer, and they are. Now, if we had this rail strike, obviously, would be a great danger to the country, because if you think things are expensive now, wait till you have the rail system shut down. About half of the merchandise that you buy at the store, whether it's groceries or other kinds of items, or and think about the energy as well. So much of our energy is transported by rail, thanks to Joe Biden's, because we can't build pipelines, right, Jason? So I think this is a real black eye for the administration, who told us that they had this rail system solved before the election.
And speaking of people feeling poor, online shopping for Black Friday was pretty strong, $9.12 billion, but there were lower volumes. That revenue number is basically juiced up because things are more expensive as a result of inflation. So I just want people to understand that as we potentially go into this rail strike, right? And you could make the whole inflation situation worse instead of making it better.
Yeah, but you know, politicians can kind of BS their way through a lot of things. You can't BS your way through getting product across the country over trains and trucks. That's not something you can talk your way out of, or you know, use fancy rhetoric to get around. That stuff has to get where it has to go. And when that breaks down, people feel it in very real ways.
But also, like, Joe Biden has already said, remember when he was asked, what are you going to do differently? And he said nothing, right?
So, like, nothing.
It doesn't look like anything is going to get better in this country. And I guess we're just going to have to hit rock bottom for Americans to get out and choose another path in 2024.
Speaking of rock bottom, how bad do you think it has to get in 2023 for people to say, what happened here?
I would think that this year was bad already, with inflation at 8.5% and gas prices at an all-time high and the border allowing millions of people into this country. I'm like you, Charlie. I thought that that would have a definitive impact on the midterms. But Republicans, while they pointed out all these bad things, I didn't hear much in terms of, like, definitive solutions. We will spend less. We will cut this. We will make sure of this. It was there, but it wasn't there. You
although
know
the mail-in ballot stuff did change the game. Republicans need to get wise to the new the post-COVID way of doing elections. So, but to your point, they probably didn't do a good enough job providing an alternative.
Five-week head start versus everybody voting on one day.
Yeah.
Play by the rules.
But they
play
will
the
have the House next year. They will be able to block spending, even if they're not even able to, you know, pass bipartisan legislation. So I think the market, at least, the stock market, has been taking that as a positive.